Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Straight up hour number 4 underway on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Tony Bruno is with us live from Florida Fight Club in about 10 minutes. Because
Man, this show is just getting better and better by the moment.
Equal rate.
If I can say so myself. Woo. By the way, Karen Bass making a comment that basically should have her removed from office by the end of the day. Now she's in touch with business leaders and faith leaders about coming together as a city to restore and repair downtown. Wait a minute. I thought you said it was peaceful.
Yeah.
Why do you need to come together with business and faith leaders about coming together to repair downtown? You know what you're going to need to repair downtown, Karen? The government. The Small Business Association, so these people can get government loans. But since you hate the government and you hate Trump, you're not going to get the money. You're going to have to ask Trump for the money because he's in charge. So that's the laughable part of this. No, Paul, we're going to spend $130 million to bring in the National Guard. Now she's trying to figure out, because she's allowed the city to be destroyed and 25 businesses wrecked, she now wants to come together with faith leaders and business leaders, like they're going to care about rebuilding after they just had their entire, especially the locals, their lives destroyed by her peaceful protests.
Mm-hmm.
Idiot.
As I was saying.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to need Daddy Trump's money now, huh? All right.
Kiss the ring.
Yeah.
There we go. No, I'm good.
That isn't fake, by the way. Gavin Newsom's wife shopping in Beverly Hills with a full security detail,
mm-hmm.
with a $2,500 bag, mm-hmm. and $500 sneakers. That's not fake news. That's not a cheap fake.
She went to
Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is safe there.
So any of you, all the rich women in L.A., they'll go to Beverly Hills. They're not going to downtown L.A. Have you been to downtown L.A.? It's empty after 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it's the typical rules for thee, but not for me. Remember during the pandemic when everybody had to wear masks in L.A. and Gavin was sitting at a ritzy restaurant with Magic Johnson? Like, if there was a guy that could justify putting a mask on his face, it's Magic Johnson, right? He's got HIV.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get COVID. Immune system compromised.
Now
they're just sitting there and eating it and chopping it up.
I don't think he has HIV anymore.
Who? He doesn't?
No.
Magic Johnson?
No, he's the only person that's ever been cured of AIDS before there was even a vaccine or any. God bless him, man.
Yeah.
He's Superman.
I still remember that press conference in 1991 or whatever it was when he made that announcement. It's like, well, he's done. And here we are in 2025, and he's like a bajillionaire.
That's the meds.
I know.
The meds are amazing.
So
by the way,
no longer has it?
I don't know about that, but he's not.
He's fine.
Yeah. Well, he's the only guy ever to get fatter from HIV. I've never seen anybody put on weight.
By the way, Kevin Poole's our buddy with a line of YouTube so far about the ICE protester. He says she was someone's slump buster.
Well, we all need a good slump buster.
Well.
We've all been in
not
a fight.
Not that badly. Not that badly. Man.
It's like, I just need to get out.
You're just trying to get on base.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly right, yeah. The Phillies need a slump buster.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
The Phillies need, maybe that woman should join the Fanatic on top of the dugout this afternoon for the Phillies game to try to break this team. I mean, even the guy, Mr. June, isn't hitting anymore.
Yeah. Or
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies are a disaster. We need to. I think Mayor Parker needs to declare an emergency and have emergency relief. The Marines sent to Philadelphia
to help
the Phillies get out of this damn slump.
We're going to see the National Guard at Citizens Bank Park today.
By the way, I don't know if you guys were following this yesterday, but there was this big back and forth between Trump and Gavin Newsom on who called who. So Gavin Newsom said that Trump never called him about the riots. So John Roberts from Fox News got in touch with Trump, and he sent him the call log that showed that the president talked to Gavin Newsom.
So Trump initiated this.
You have to see this. This is cut 16. Roll it.
It's a phone log.
It's a phone log that shows they were on the phone for 16 minutes together.
Okay.
Roll.
Between Gavin Newsom and President Trump. Gavin Newsom, after President Trump said in the noon hour in the Oval Office that he called him yesterday or the other day, Gavin Newsom tweeted the following. He said, quote, there was no call. not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines on our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Well, President Trump contacted me from Air Force One on his way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he'll be in just a little while. He said the first call to Gavin Newsom was not picked up. The second call Gavin picked up, we spoke for 16 minutes. I told him to essentially, quote, and this is quoting the president, get his ass in gear and stop the riots, which were out of control more than anything else. This shows what a liar he is. Said I never called. So here is the evidence. Wow. And here is the call log that the president sent me from his phone.
Oh, my.
This was June the 7th. Now, granted,
look at
the time,
this
was
though.
On Saturday. But look, there's 1:22 o'clock in the morning, which would have been
California.
10 o'clock
yeah.
at night, 10:22 at night, California time. There was an outgoing call for 4 seconds. And then there was an outgoing call for 16 minutes. So that from the president, which says is proof that he spoke to Gavin Newsom early in the morning, our time, late at night, Friday night, would have been June 6th, I guess, in Los Angeles. So, Governor, over to you for the response.
I was just going to say, that's next, right? We're waiting to see what Governor Newsom has a response to the president's. Essentially, what he has there is the receipt for what he says is the call that was made.
It's all about the receipts.
A long conversation. Yeah, exactly. In a 16-minute conversation. As you mentioned, as things were heating
up. I wouldn't need these two
dumps. Yeah, how about that, Gavin? Trump coming with the receipts? I would have left the phone number there in the contact.
So now, of course, you have the guy on CNN talking about, you know, the timeline and all this other stuff. Here's the thing. Donald Trump was at the UFC fight at the Prudential Center in Newark on Saturday night.
Oh,
and he was doing
right.
more for the L.A. riots than Gavin Newsom, who was hiding somewhere up in his mansion up near Sacramento. That's the thing. Donald Trump was at the UFC fight.
Yes,
and
in
probably
Newark.
Knew
in Newark. Yep.
In Newark, New Jersey, yep. at the Prudential Center. And he's the one calling Gavin Newsom while the L.A. is burning to the ground.
Yep.
So, and then Gavin Newsom, I'm telling you, if that nonsense that he put out there last night on TV doesn't end his presidential career, at least his governorship, nothing will.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is, talk about Teflon, that guy's a clown. Kelly Loeffler is saying that if they don't ask for money, she says Governor Newsom is refusing to declare an economic disaster in L.A., which means the SBA can't deliver aid to small businesses that have been destroyed by the riots.
So he has
so
a chance.
Either he doesn't know his main streets,
right?
Or he doesn't care. He doesn't care about those businesses.
So he's got a chance to get federal funding in there, but by doing that, that would admit that it's a disaster zone, and he's playing politics, and he doesn't want it. What a skunk that guy is. You're right. No wonder why Kamala Harris is a 4-1. I mean, if Kamala Harris is a 4-1 favorite over you to be anointed or selected to anything, you should probably find a new profession.
Yeah. Trump was asked about this by a reporter about the call with Newsom, and he responded by saying, hey, I showed the receipts to Fox News. Roll this.
The governor did not speak to you a day ago, as you said, in the Oval Office earlier. What's your response?
Well, I gave him, it wasn't a day ago, it was a little longer than that, and I presented the phone conversation to Fox News, John Roberts and Molly Line at Fox News, because they were the ones that said it. And we actually spent 16-point-something minutes on the phone. And I told him he's got to get his act together because you're going to have some bad times in Los Angeles if he doesn't. We had a pleasant conversation. The proof was from the phone company. It was from the phone company. So I spoke to him at a certain time. I'm sure you all saw it. You saw it. But why would you ask me that question if you saw it? You know, I mean, he asked me a question. And then he says, yeah, I saw that you spoke to him. Yeah, I spoke to him for over 16 minutes. I spoke to him for over 16 minutes, and I told him to get his act together, but he hasn't been able to do that. I mean, the man, really, we could have a great, you know, we have an Olympics coming up. We have to put the right foot forward. We have to do a job. We have a lot of people all over the world watching Los Angeles. We've got the Olympics, so we have this guy allowing this to happen. Let me tell you.
So twice now, Gavin Newsom has been exposed as a phone fraud. Remember when that mom during the wildfires?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
I'm on the phone. I'm trying to call Joe.
Right
I don't
now.
Have service.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he's such a liar.
Remember at first he lied and said, I'm on the phone with him right now.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And then she said, can I see?
That's right.
Liar, liar. Pants on fire.
What a
he's busy
weasel.
On True Social. He calls him incompetent with his, just within the past couple hours, yep. 2 hours, incompetent governor, California, unable to provide protection in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about those ICE agents.
By the way, we have breaking news. We have breaking news, and that breaking news, and I hate to interrupt, but you have to interrupt for breaking news. President Trump has just announced that the U.S. and China have reached a trade agreement.
That's where I was going.
This is according to Fox News in the last 46 minutes.
That's right. He's my spirit animal.
With China.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep reading.
Why are you saying this is not fake news?
No, 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 no.
This is
just
social authentic. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's on fire. Our deal with China is done, subject to final approval of President Xi and me. Full magnets. What? Full magnets and any necessary rare earths will be supplied up front by China.
Yep.
Likewise, we will provide to China what was agreed to, including Chinese students using, and I don't have the rest of the statement, so that deal's
including
been done.
Chinese students using our colleges and universities, which has always been good with me. We are getting a total of 55% mm-hmm. tariffs. China's getting 10%. Relationship is excellent. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The whole thing is in all caps. It was 1 hour ago.
Awesome. All right. Well,
okay. Thank you, Don.
I need breaking news, too, because we have to hit this on time.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Yep.
You're looking for a fight.
Yeah.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
That's right. Fight Club on this Wednesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority. You. Visit tricounty.com. That's tricounty.com. Thank you. Everybody, Brian Krieger and everybody over there at Tri-County Auto Group for sponsoring the ever-important and highly rated Fight Club. Today's selection was submitted by Keith Martin from YouTube or from Twitter.
I love Keith.
All right, so this happened this happened in another country. So we will my question for you guys is
wait, so we got to go international to find Fight Clubs?
Well, listen, this is a touchy subject because it involves a male hitting a female, okay? And I would never, ever condone that. You should never put your hands on a female.
Right.
What if the female punches you first?
What if the female identifies now as male or the male now identifies as female? It kind of convolutes the whole situation, doesn't it?
Yes. Not sure exactly what country this was. I don't know if it was Korea, Japan, somewhere over there. I'm not sure. But it's a police officer.
Yeah.
Two females. They get into some sort of altercation. And he lays them both out.
Wow!
So justified or not, I think is going to be my question. This comes in. You don't have to play the audio because I think it's all in a different language anyway. Roll it. There we go.
One chick kind of steps up to him. She hit him.
Oh,
well, yeah, she hit him, and now he hits her,
and then
she hits him.
Oh.
And we got,
boom.
Justified or not?
Justified, yes, because she laid her hands on him.
Hang on. Three guys cannot judge this. Don Stensland, I need your...
I can.
I need your take.
Now, here's the difference, though. In a domestic situation, the dude still has to use constraint. If chick ever slaps a dude in a domestic situation, dudes just back away. But in a cop situation, no, I'm fine with this.
And where was this?
I think
a civilized country, unlike America, was dealing with riots.
I think this might have been like maybe Japan or Korea or somewhere in.
Can we keep rolling the footage over us? No audio. Just we'll play the fight.
Keep showing.
Yeah.
We got to play these when they're short. Let's roll them a few times here.
She gets up in his face and she pop,
and then he pops her right back.
And then the other lady comes in with her little haymaker, and he throws her down by the hair. No wig, no weave.
Yeah, grabs her by the hair.
Yep.
And look, wherever this took place, I'm sure there's, you know, more lax laws than we have here.
You mean they don't have to defund the police movement in Ecuador?
But I just wanted to get,
She continues to kick and resist arrest.
Yep, and she's hitting him again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicking and hitting.
Mm-hmm. So unjustified?
So the first lady, she punches him right in the face.
Yeah.
Well, she does the little flick with the finger, right?
She did?
I don't know.
Look back to the beginning.
It looked like a punch in the face.
Watch the first. Watch the aggressor, the initiator. Go back to the beginning. Watch the first little thing. This is more than a flick.
Watch.
She does this.
Yeah.
She puts it.
Yeah. Well, that's enough to make my eyes
water. She forced his whole head to pop back.
Yep.
And then the second lady punches him. I think no matter, you know, in that situation, first of all, resisting arrest, kicking all the officers. Mm-hmm. But it reminds me of the case of the so-called Kensington hottie.
Mm-hmm.
This was Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yes, of course.
And in that one, a lot of opinions, was the officer justified? Remember, Emily was her name. She was from Kensington, was in Wild. Remember, Matt, that whole thing?
Yep.
But she won her civil suit.
She did. Yeah, I know.
And
well, this is a different country,
but this
so
is a different country?
They're not gonna put
so
up with that.
So she's lucky she didn't get like the death penalty.
Yeah. Depending
on the, I was just gonna
the
say
other
that.
Country.
All right, put up a YouTube poll, Phil. Was the officer justified? Yes or no? I want to hear more from females because I am like,
yes.
I feel like the female has the better perspective on this because like. If you, Dawn Stensland, as a female, if you put your hands on a guy, you never would. But like, if a female puts their hands on a guy like that, punches them or does something like that, is the male justified to do something back to them?
No.
In a domestic?
No.
I mean, it depends because I think in a domestic dispute, if you're the guy and you're much stronger, you're better off to shove the woman away.
Yep.
That was probably, I mean, but it's easy, right? It's easy to second guess anybody. This officer, I mean, you see he's punched hard enough this whole head goes back.
Mm-hmm.
So she punches him right in the nose and he it's like a knee-jerk reaction.
It just
proves he's
that
reacting.
Women are just not stable.
But I think it's like a self-defense because the woman gets close. Now she punches him. So I think it's almost like a knee-jerk reaction.
Right.
That he's just reacting in self-defense.
Right now, 1210 WPHT on YouTube at 1210 WPHT, we have the poll question up. Was the officer justified? Yes, at 94%.
Too much toxic masculinity for me. I'm out.
No, but
now a 94-6 issue. We had a 98-2 issue earlier today, and
our polls need work today.
Well, if you're an officer, if you're in law enforcement, and somebody gets up in your face like that, I believe just getting in your face of law enforcement, you as an officer, I believe you would be trained to push that person back.
Yeah.
To say, because you're the
officer. We have Tom in Percocet, we have CJ in Havertown, and we have Mike in New Jersey, all former or current police officers that listen. If anybody can give us what the rule of
the training is,
well, here's,
please do.
Here's the problem. It's different. It's probably different. Well, I know it's different here than it is wherever this video took place, where I think happened in
Haiti. But here in Philadelphia, say if that happened in Philly, Larry Krasner would actually have the police officer arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And killed.
He would snatch your nuts and use them for dice.
By the way, go over and vote youtube.com/@1210WPHT.
And you can vote. Can you vote more than once? Are you limited to one?
Well, this is. I think you're limited to one. You can log in on different accounts though and vote many times if you want.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, I mean that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
not as ridiculous as the great deals at Piazza Honda.
I see what you did there. Beautiful.
They have five different Honda dealerships, and they have won more. Count this: more 2025 Kelley Blue Book Consumer Choice Awards than any other brand, including Best Overall Brand, Most Trusted Brand, and Best Value Brand. Whether you're eyeing the Accord, the CRV, or the Pilot SUV, you are choosing a vehicle backed by real drivers just like yourself. Come experience the award-winning excellence at Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or my dealership location in Springfield. Shop online, PiazzaHonda.com, for today's special offers.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, as we roll on, a couple of more clips. Tony Bruno with us for another segment. Then we'll get to a big three, as well as our morning mystery movie clip, Today in Music History, and what is on tap for the Dawn Stensland Show.
By the way, lots of protests going on nationwide now. So we have a couple videos that we can play here. These are Nebraska. Protesters jump on top of law enforcement vehicles in Nebraska during an immigration raid at Glen Valley Foods near Omaha.
Nebraska.
Omaha.
Yep. By the way, there's a video of a woman who's obviously not a real reporter interviewing the actual owner of that processing plant and doesn't know anything about it. And the guy says, hey, you know, there were people working in this plant which processes beef and chicken.
Yeah.
And they reportedly gave ID for it, because they asked him about, you know, real ID or
sure.
E-Verify. He said they all provided IDs with E-Verify, and they were all fake IDs.
Oh,
so that's why they raided them, because there were people who aren't supposed to be there and using fake, you know, ID, E-Verify, which is another scam, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right, cut four, Phil. Roll it. Look at that. They're trying to stop these cars. Like, I mean, what are they doing? Oh,
ooh, yeah, that's, that's a Chevy Suburban. That thing will plow you over.
What? But here's my question. What do you do if you're the driver? Like, get out of my way.
Run them over.
This is law enforcement.
Yes.
So these individuals are jumping on a law enforcement vehicle that's in the midst of official business. They should be charged. Right there. That's a federal felony.
I know.
That's isn't that an insurrection? You're impeding an official proceeding?
Yep. Obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
Look at this.
This is happening in Omaha, Nebraska, by the way.
Wow.
Like, oh my God.
Who do you think you are that you can jump on an official vehicle like that?
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Omaha! Omaha!
Man.
Nuts.
Unbelievable.
You can't do that.
Now the Omaha... Now you're not going to be able to get that Father's Day gift box from Omaha
Steaks.
Oh,
I know. They're a big sponsor of Kale & Company.
Love Omaha Steaks.
Me too. Father's Day. Come on. Let's go.
I know. I need some good beef. Some nice grass-fed ribeye.
Oh.
Where's the beef?
So the Antifa has taken over Seattle, as they normally do. This is
they already own Seattle.
This is Antifa and anti-ICE activists are in a standoff with DHS police at the federal building in Seattle. This is cut seven. Phil, roll this. Why do they have umbrellas?
It always rains up there. Come on.
That's a good point. What was I thinking?
To block from being photographed.
That's why it's so miserable. Yeah. It's the grunge capital of the world. People are always depressed in Seattle when they go outside.
They don't want to be photographed.
Yeah, which is why they have masks on, or they're still scared of COVID in 2025.
They're not from there.
Yeah.
They're using facial recognition to ID these people.
I need to see what an ICE agent gets paid.
Not enough.
Salary should be quadrupled.
Yeah. Yep. Not enough. Let's go to Asheville.
Again, you got the confluence here. You got the confluence of pro-Palestinian and IFA, anti-ICE.
Yep.
I mean, this is just a pauldron of the most fanatical, racist, nonsensical anarchist you've ever seen in this country all at one time.
Agreed. I just did a quick search. AI overview on Google. Take this for what it's worth. ICE agents follow the federal government's general schedule, the GS pay scale. Salaries ranging at $29,350, which is an entry-level GS-5, to $76,687 for experienced GS-13 positions.
Wow.
So even the top end, you're not cracking $80,000 to do this? No shot in hell I'm doing this job.
Asheville, North Carolina, this is 18. This woman who shows up to an anti-ICE protest wearing a mask spells her full name live on the news.
Good. Give us your social while you're at it, Toots.
She's wearing a KN95 mask. They ask why she's wearing the mask. Roll this.
Did you spell and pronounce your name for me?
Yeah, it's Christina with a C-H, and then Maimone, M-A-I-M-O-N-E.
Maimone.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, because there's been a lot of really fascist responses to protesting under this administration, and we don't really know who's going to show up or what's going to happen. So it's just a protective measure.
This is not for COVID. It's not for COVID.
Just a protective measure. Oh, God. Imagine. God.
Look at the eyes right there. Can we just leave it there and put it in the box, Phil? No, go all the way to the end.
Look at that.
Not that one. All the way to the end. Zip it all the way down to 24. Look at that death stare. Look at that. That's a soulless human.
By the way, I think a fascist response to protesters and anti-government protesters is that you're murdered. I think that's if you really want a fascist response.
Thrown into a back of a van, an unmarked van, never to be seen again. That's what the fascists did. You know, putting them on a train car, that's what fascists did. put them on a train car and never see them again.
Let's go to Peoria, Arizona. I thought Peoria was in Illinois.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Peoria everywhere, though.
Okay. This is kind of Latin, yeah. Phil. These are, this is more...
They're like Starbucks. They just pop up everywhere.
We're now going around the country, by the way, because these yeah. protests are popping up everywhere. Yes. Okay, yeah. let's go to Arizona. Roll it.
From my vantage point, I saw several people dressed in all black open a black umbrella, and a Peoria police officer grabbed that person. They detained them on the ground, and other police officers came in to try to break up this melee and really try to keep the peace. They showed remarkable restraint during this entire ordeal. I saw multiple people
cops.
Spitting like, on the officers.
Oh my
they
God.
Were cussing at yeah. them yeah. In ways I truly have never seen before. The officers did take one person away. They handcuffed that person, loaded them into a patrol car, and drove them away. We also want to take you to some other video about really where this all began. We shot video from 67th Avenue and Peoria. This was on the backside of a Walmart. This is where undercover detectives or federal agents were getting ready. They were gearing up to conduct this search warrant execution. Those undercover officers made their way to that home here just a couple of blocks away to serve that search warrant. And that's when a large group of protesters began to gather. And really, it all escalated from there. Let's take you out back live to the scene.
Take these people out back behind the woodshed is what you should do. So now we've got protesters with umbrellas thinking they're either the Penguin or Mary Poppins. I would just be busting a can of whoop-ass on these people. I don't know how these officers
And it's amazing.
It. I don't.
It's amazing how fast these people show up out of nowhere
oh,
with
yes.
masks on.
Yes. Yes. Yep. And it's all coordinated, I think, through social media.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Yep.
But I just, to me, I think all of these law enforcement officers being assaulted, and even here in Philadelphia, my feeling is, you know, and they say, oh, minor injuries. Well, remember when Greg, like, you had the, what did you have, the black, like, fingernail? And
thank
how much
you,
that
yes.
You?
It's still, yes. I'm still recovering from this.
It impeded him in
yes.
his work and his life.
Thank you.
Okay. And so I'm just saying that we have to start a trend. The lawyers always win, but I'm serious. All of these protesters should personally be sued. Yeah. These officers should be represented for free by mm-hmm. lawyers.
Yep.
Who sue individually, but also if you are a communist organization, whatever organization, Democrat Party, whatever party, they should all be sued.
Yep.
And these officers deserve to get
yes.
settlements.
Yes.
So sue them. They're not allowed to assault you.
Mm-hmm. Especially from the Jack Munches out there that are saying, oh, it's minor injuries,
yep.
but if you misgender
yeah.
me, it's World War V.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me give you that minor injury
yeah.
and see how long you stay out of work and how you suffer.
All right.
Think about that.
All right. A couple more yeah. Just in kind of rapid form. 19 here. This happened on the streets of New York City last night. This is 19. Roll this. So they're just – it looks like it's just like a parade of people
yeah.
and – Look at this. Just blocking traffic. I just, oh my God.
Every last one of them looks like they've gone days without a shower.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
Well, except that girl in green.
Where?
Let's see. Let's see now.
I'll check it out again.
Let's be objective. Where's
the
girl
the
in green?
Where's the girl
Hang
in green?
She's YouTube.com/1210WPHD.
She vanished.
Where'd she go?
Oh, he's
abducted there, she's
her.
Coming. She has those left. See her
oh,
in green?
Yeah, low, yeah. Yeah.
Now, she's lovely.
Yeah. Wood.
Stop.
Just put the sign
oh,
away.
Yeah.
Put the
yeah.
sign away and we got a deal.
All right, let's go to Atlanta. I'd
rather not, actually.
Yeah, I was there for a couple
yeah,
of years. I
was just
going
to say, Nick, this is the city you're familiar with.
I've seen enough Falcons games.
Atlanta police cars are being smashed by anti-ICE protesters. This is cut 25, Phil. 25. Yeah.
I'm sure Fonnie Willis is all over this.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. I don't know how he was up on. Look at this.
Yeah,
look at these
that,
people.
What's that suburb say? Brookhaven? That can't be Brookhaven.
I don't know.
Game
this.
My kids play.
Yeah.
There's another guy with a hooded sweatshirt and a mask on.
Yeah.
Federal ban on all masks.
How about Seattle or not Seattle? Chicago. This is cut 30. Phil.
Notice the common theme here.
Just one more. Yeah.
Chicago, yeah. Atlanta, L.A.
Cut 30 is just a video. You can see how many. Look at all those people. in Chicago. That is a lot of people.
Looks like a Bulls NBA Finals parade. Is Jordan back?
By the way, trying to be positive, Philadelphia was not in the top 10 of the most protested cities yesterday. Yeah. So big ups to Mayor Potter.
Proud of you, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia finally did not make the top 10 of the worst places to live with all of these fascists, the real fascists, those people taking to the streets,
well, we can
representing all the worst elements of our humanity.
We can thank the Phillies for losing 9 of their last 11. Because if they were on a heater and there was nothing else to bitch about, we would have had bigger protests in this city.
All right, one more.
Yeah, we have sports fatigue in this town.
Yeah.
Sports fatigue is the new thing in Philadelphia.
One more going back to Seattle. This is 32. Antifa and anti-ICE rioters tear down the American flag at the federal building and set it on fire. Roll this. There you can see they take the... There you go. They're taking it down. And there it is. There it is in flames. So there we go.
I think it's time to revisit that Supreme Court case on the desecration of the flag.
Look here. Trump said that yesterday, a year in jail. Come on. That's ridiculous.
I'm just asking if it's time to revisit that.
It's ridiculous. Stop.
No.
Yes. Thank you, Tony Bruno.
I know, but...
You should be able to burn the American flag and the Koran. Let's see which
Agreed.
One will evoke the most.
Agreed.
The most. What's the Good word? One. What's the term the Nancy Pelosi used yesterday? Exuberance.
Exuberance.
Right. What would create more exuberance?
Yeah.
Burning a Koran in a street or burning the American flag? You put a poll up. We need another poll today. I'm poll crazy, baby.
Poll crazy, baby. All right, we really have to break now.
All right, Bruno, good stuff.
Yeah, Bruno.
Love your tone.
Thank you for the last
good
2 days.
Good night, everybody.
Bruno. Good night.
Good night. Eagles.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Tony mustard. Bruno. Yeah, mustard.
Mustard.
All right, fade him down. Get him out of here. He's had too much ketamine and Red Bull. All right, families behind the badge, you guys know our love and respect for first responders. We hope that you will join us, just like our chief engineer, Dave Scalish, has decided to do.
No!
Woo!
Dave!
38th annual Bend to the Shore bike tour. Everybody's riding this summer, except Dawn. And actually, except, maybe, I don't know, Stalker still has time to bail. He could pinch a nail or rip off a toenail. Be out for months.
That was a rough 11 miles.
Yeah, it was rough. Sunday, July 20th. You have tons of options. You can do 65, 30, or 10 miles on the route from Philly to AC and be a part of the fun at the Showboat when we conclude. Once again, I'm back as your captain, which means if we have about 18 riders, I'll probably finish in 16th place. But I still get to wear the C on the chest, folks.
I'm the captain now.
That's right. BendToShore.org. Ben, the number 2, shore.org. Promo code Nick1210. They'll knock $25 off your registration fee. Don't forget Families Behind the Badge. Children's Foundation, the reason we ride. They provide immediate financial relief to the families of fallen or critically injured first responders. And they connect cops and kids through non-enforcement positive action.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company live on a Wednesday morning, the Dawn Show in 15 minutes. We'll find out what's on tap. Phil Omquist with Today in Music History and Jimmy Kelly with another movie clip for another chance to win Father's Day gift cards for dinner. Treat dad to a good meal. We'll give you those details again in just a moment. But first, let's get to a quick Big 3 from Dawn Stensland here at 9:45.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Number one, new numbers. If you want to talk about inflation and core inflation, that this morning as the new numbers showing that inflation rose slightly this morning. And my computer just plotted out.
Oh, so lower than expected.
That's all right. So we're looking at core inflation numbers and inflation numbers just out this morning. I can't. We have inflation holding steady, but by some numbers cooling unexpectedly. Price growth data so far showing few signs of President Trump's tariffs hitting the consumer economy. This is the CPI index. This consumer price index measures the cost of businesses and services. Rose to 2.4% in May, in the month of May, from the same month a year ago. These are labor Bureau statistics just released, up slightly from the annual rate of 2.3%. I'll tell you that the core inflation numbers strip out things like food and energy prices, which is stupid because energy prices have gone down. So take that for whatever it's worth.
Yes.
So we got that going on.
So if we're tracking a China trade deal today, at least in principle, lower than expected inflation numbers, great jobs report, wages are up, and to my knowledge, the Democrats have no solution.
Yeah. So, and we told you about that. Donald J. Trump, as he was tweeting, putting that on his Truth Social, it's gone viral. He says that China is essentially, the deal is done. Remember, they were in talks all day yesterday and last night, had made that announcement, actually last night. So he's saying we are getting a total of 55% tariffs. China is getting 10%. Relationship is excellent. That word, speaking of relationships, look, it looks like the bromance is back on. Elon Musk putting that statement out saying that he regrets some of his public postings on X.
I regret saying that Donald Trump's in the Epstein files.
Have it.
How big of you, sir?
Have it taken. Don't suck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, don't back away from it, bro.
Or just don't have the worst take of all time.
Well, if you're going to put it out there and own it. You know what I mean?
Don't have receipts.
Don't back away from it, dude. Seriously. Yeah.
And as well, Jack Cittarelli will be the Republican. He will be facing off in New Jersey's governor's race against Democrat Representative Mikey Sherrill. Gloves are off. And so let's, as they've talked about the fact that for Cittarelli, it was really a shellacking, as many analysts are saying. So he got the vast majority of the vote there. So we look forward to that New Jersey new governor race, and the race is on. And there are many experts and pundits out there saying, expect this to be one of the most expensive as far as the cost, the ads, and being bombarded this summer with all those commercials.
Greg.stocker at Odyssey.com for the rates for those political ads, because we know this radio station, the show, top in the ratings, so we need to make sure that you're paying full freight.
And earlier this morning, I'd said that already they have this Mikey made millions, 300 trades, 7 million in profits. It's one of those, you know, so these ads like this are already going viral. Mm-hmm. So what was it? Greg Stocker?
Greg.stocker at Odyssey.com for all of your inquiries about how much it will cost to advertise on this radio station. Thank you.
All right, that's your big three.
All right, there you go. Hey, Jerome Powell, wake up at the Fed. Let's go, let's go. Lower rates, pal. All right, that's enough of that. Dawn's coming up in 10 minutes. Let's get to Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This movie came out on this day in 1982, by the way. 1982.
The most excellent promise you can make. Swear as my only brother on our lives.
My sister.
Stand over there, and you better take off your shoulder.
What?
You might scare him. And close your eyes. I'm not coming out there until your eyes are closed.
Okay, they're closed.
Swear it one more time. I have absolute...
You have absolute power. Yes.
Think you know what it is? Be call it 1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today, once again, a $50 gift card to Gallo's Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Call Gallo's and take Dad out for Father's Day this Sunday. Gallo's, the perfect spot for Dad and the grad in the family. Delectable seafood and more, made to order from Gallo's Scratch Kitchen and Harv's Burger Bar. Call 215-333-0484 or visit them online, gallowsandburgerbar.com. Caller 12, best of luck, 855-839-1210. From the movies to the music with our boy, Phil Omquist.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, on Kale & Company.
Today, June 11th, we celebrate the birthdays of Frank Beard from ZZ Top, who's 76, and Donnie Van Zandt from 38 Special, who's 73.
Is that Ronnie Van Zandt's brother?
Yes. Thank Heavenly you. Birthday shout out to John Lott. Wow, breaking news.
Just saying for all you people out there that didn't know, relax. Yeah, you know, I'm trying to break you.
Yeah, will never happen.
Stay focused, Phil.
From Mariah Heap, singles include The Last in Line by Dio in 84 and Rock the Casbah by The Clash in 82. Out the Coot Slave to the Grind by Skid Row in 91. Get the Knack by The Knack in 79. Glass Tiger's debut in 86. No Control by Eddie Money in 82. And Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen's debut in 2021. Also in 2011, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon re-entered the chart and reached the mile milestone of 1,000 weeks on Billboard's chart. In 2008, the American Federation of Musicians filed a federal lawsuit against the producers of American Idol, claiming musicians were underpaid since the show's live music was re-recorded for reruns. Yeah. In 66, European radio stations reported mistakenly that Roger Daltrey was dead. Yeah, fake news happened in 66 because it was Pete Townsend who was injured in a car accident.
Oh, they had Twitter
earlier.
Back then? I didn't know that.
Exactly. In 2022, Five Finger Death Punch was atop the mainstream rock chart. And yesterday, Yes announced two shows at the Keswick in October. Tickets go on sale on Friday. But lastly, on this day in 2002, American Idol premiered, as well as in 86, Ferris Bueller's Day Off premiered in theaters. 4K All Company, I'm Bill Umquist.
Did you see they're auctioning off Ferris Bueller's vest? For
is that right?
That's awesome.
$300,000.
Yeah. Somebody will pay for it.
Somebody 100% will. One more question. Yes, is that with John Anderson?
No.
So it's no. So it's actually no. It's not yes.
It's no. Steve Howe was in the band. So
it's one member of Yes.
I think it's two right now. Oh, since most of them have died off.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Today in music history, Jim in the Northeast has identified the movie. Jim, what movie do we play for you?
That was E.T.
E.T.
Came out.
Phone Home.
Came out this day in 1982.
All right, Harv's Burger Bar. Gallows Seafood. $50 gift card. Way to go, Jimbo. Dawn is up next, and she takes over in exactly 6 minutes and 13 seconds, and we find out what she has lined up.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, is Governor Josh Shapiro coming for your guns, uh-oh, Pennsylvania? We will talk to a senator who has a word to the governor and to all of you about your Second Amendment rights in Pennsylvania. We'll have that conversation, among other things. And as far as President Trump, very busy 24 hours, so less than 24 hours. We'll take you to Fort Bragg. We'll take you to all of the updates here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, the primary. I think maybe Rich Scioli might be checking in with us to give us some the latest on New Jersey.
What, is he trying to take over middays now? Like, he's on your show all the time. Good
well,
God.
You guys are welcome. I'm an equal opportunity, you know.
Concentrate on 3 to 7. 3 to 7, that's what I need. I don't need you on at 11 a.m. I don't need you on Fox News.
He's got a lot of energy.
Oh, God.
But he never comes into the studio here.
He's been in a lot.
He was in yesterday. Yeah, the microphone was all locked up. Just hanging by a thread again.
It's unbelievable.
And President Trump actually Les Mis tonight with First Lady Melania.
For God's sake. Yeah.
I'd like to lay Miz with the Miz's wife, but that's a different issue.
All right, we have to go.
All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Wednesday. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.